We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nasir Little has been ruled out for the season, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, a labrum tear in his left shoulder.
Brutal. And you called it, too. When you were watching this game against Minnesota, fourth quarter, you texted us and you were like, oh, no, this does not look good.
I said he's either seriously hurt or very soft.
But then he came. Didn't he come back in the game?
Well, he was available to come back.
Yes.
And that's the thing is that, like, he went in the contact didn't look like there was much of it. Right.
Right.
And when he came down, but he extended his arm up and back. Mm. And as somebody that dislocates his shoulder often, I feel like I'm on JFK, back into the left, back into the left. His arm went back and he was extended fully out.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a brutal injury. And this is a surgery that's going to suck for him. Now, a lot of guys in the NBA have had it.
Yep.
Should be no big deal for his return. Like Dwayne Wade had it, Kevin Love had it, Kelly Olynyk had it. Like a lot of guys have had this injury before.
I think Paul George in that series against the Blazers, he was like, I was playing with tears in both my labrums and had to get them both repaired.
Yeah. And I mean, it leads to shoulder dislocations a lot. You have to get it fixed. There's no way you can play basketball where you're going up, extending for rebounds and trying to defend where your arms are extended outside the cylinder of your body. There's no way you can play with this injury.
No.
So he's gonna have to go and get surgery on it. And look, another guy done for the year. And just look at this roster.
Yeah.
It's incredible to think about. And last night, there's no need in really even talking about last night's game because of how shorthanded they were. We read off just the sizes of the starting lineup in our final segment. That they were doomed. I was surprised they hung around for a half or three quarters. You know, there was a 4 points in the second half. Yeah, it was a 4-point game in the second half, and then they got blown out. Hey, welcome to a large stretch of this season, because if Larry Nance is going to be out for an extended period of time, if Robert Covington's MCL sprain is going to keep him out for an extended period of time, Dame, this should all but put the nail in the coffin of Dame's return, because without Nasir Little, your depth is screwed off the bench in a position that you desperately need depth, which is that small/power forward position. This is it.
Yep.
The curse of Neil.
Well, it's not a roster construction issue, Dusty.
Well, right now, the construction of this home is falling apart.
Yes, it is. And it's so unfortunate because Nasir is in the middle of such a great stretch where he was really starting to hit his stride and be that massive piece for the Blazers. But then again, if you sort of are taking that bird's eye view and saying, okay, well, but what is the goal of the season, right? Like, is the goal of the season to showcase some of your most valuable players, see if there's a better situation for them and for you out there, then you can still do all of those, although maybe this helps you keep Nasir Little if he was originally going to be on the table, right? Like, maybe that helps you keep him. But if your overall bird's eye view of the season is the players available have as good of games as they possibly can, but at the end of the day are just outmatched, like a situation with the Mavericks, like we saw them with the Heat. I mean, they had those games against the Raptors and the Celtics that were really, really, really good games. But if that's the goal, then you just hope Nasir Little has a good surgery, comes back as healthy as possible. You get that draft pick. You hopefully make a big trade, you know. It's like reevaluating our goals, right? Resetting our expectations. Because if your expectation this season was for the Blazers to contend for a title, that expectation continues to get smashed, right? Like you're going to be let down there. But if your expectation is that the Blazers put themselves in a situation where they're playing chess instead of checkers, and it's not this season, but next one and the next one that they set themselves up for, then that's what you hope for now.
Well, if you were on board with, hey, don't trade Nasir Little, it's very likely that he won't get traded. Now, you can trade him still.
Totally.
But a team that would trade Nasir Little would probably want him to play.
Would make sense.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, with him being, as Woj is reporting, done for the year, which if labrum surgery, yes, that's 4 months minimum, right? I think is what it is, 4 month recovery.
I think it's something like that, because I feel like even like when Paul George got it done right after the season was over, he still was missing part of training camp the next year. I can't remember exactly how long it is, but it's not a quick recovery.
Yeah. But this is going to be something that maybe it's not that long. So don't quote me on that one, but this is going to be an injury that it takes a long time for him to get back. It probably won't be this, it probably won't be a situation where he returns this season, according to Woj. And that will make it very hard for him to trade. Now a team could trade him and say, look, there's such a laundry list of guys that have had this surgery and come back and been just fine moving forward, that, yeah, we want him for the future, not right now. So maybe he does, but in the immediate future, it does seem like it's good news if you wanted to keep and see Nasir Little around.
Yeah.
Ah. And I'm looking at right now, I'm looking at guys that have on In Street Clothes, which is a great name for a website about injuries because you're in street clothes and on the bench. if you're looking at guys that have had surgery, you've had Elliot Williams, 27 games. Kyle Weaver, 43. Dwayne Wade, 23 games. Anderson Varejao, 32 games. Jameer Nelson missed 54 with a labral tear.
Ooh.
So that's on the kind of on the longer end of this. When surgery is required, you're missing a big chunk of games.
What an awful start to a career. I feel awful for him, really.
I feel awful for him because he is playing really good basketball for the Blazers on both ends of the floor.
But you remember he got hurt, and then he came back, and then he got COVID, and he got it bad.
Really,
like,
well, it was before vaccines. Yeah. I mean, he was down for the count. It was really bad.
Scary stuff.
Really scary.
The last guy I'm looking at here, Joakim Noah, from this is a while ago, but the Bulls announced him out 4 to 6 months when he had labrum surgery. But severity, we just don't know with Nasir Little and how fast. Look, Cam Akers came back from a torn Achilles in 5 months. It's usually a year to return.
Yeah, but I mean.
Science. Be optimistic.
And also, though, like context, right? Like, what are you coming back for? What are you rushing back for? And so I'm hearing closer to like what you're thinking, Dusty, 4+ months.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, then like, don't rush it. Just be ready for training camp.
With this season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be done.
Right.
Yeah. White flag. Let's go.
Yep. It's up.
All right. Another good loss for the Blazers last night, though. They hung tight. You saw some good performances.
Well, they lost the game in the first quarter.
Well,
they did. It was 40-25 after the first quarter.
But they got it down to 4 points. See, that's what I'm saying.
But you spend so much time. You spend so much energy getting back from down 40-25. That's what Chauncey, that's what Norm, they were all saying last night is like, it took us so much freaking effort to get back that by the time we got down 4, we were toast.
Look, yeah, those guys are playing their butts off. They're coaching their butts off, and you're still seeing that. That's why I'm saying it's a great loss because wins? All right, Nas out with the labrum tear. It's gonna take some time.
Oh. But most important, get better, Nas.
Yep, and that sucks. He's been playing really well.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.